Good morning and welcome to Let's Rap. Tomorrow, September 16th, is Mexican Independence Day, and thousands of Mexican Americans will be celebrating this happy event throughout the Southland. One of the biggest and most colorful of all the festivities will occur at California State University at Los Angeles, and that is the second annual Feria de la Raza, or People's Fair. Rapping with us today about the significance of September 16th to Americans of Mexican descent and the Feria de la Raza are Mr. Joel Hernandez and Miss Vicky Castro. Later on in the show, we'll be rapping with Mr. Art Brambilla of Brown Bag Productions. We've been joined by Mr. Art Brambilla, who's head of Brown Bag Production and is the main promoter of the giant concert that'll take place Sunday. And I understand that it's going to be filmed by KABC.
Yeah, KABC is filming the concert for a 1.5-hour special on Reflexiones.
When is that show seen?
I think it'll be in a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh. Is it usually on a Sunday, though, or a Saturday, do you know?
It's on Sunday night. It'll be shown from 6:30 to 7 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Now, why is this considered such a different kind of concert art?
Well, first of all, it's the first ever Chicano-produced and performed concert. We're kicking off, hopefully, the brown sound around East LA. Of course, there's been a lot of talent in the East LA area for many, many years. Simply hasn't been recognized by the recording industry. And we
now, why is that? I mean, we have a lot of records now that are popular. Santana, artists like Santana and many others, and groups like El Chicano, and their records are selling like hotcakes. Now, why is there resistance by the record industry to promote more Latin music?
There isn't the resistance now. There has been, over the years, a subconscious, I think, discrimination. I think people have not realized or wouldn't admit to themselves, I mean, the people in the recording industry, that the Chicano does have a lot of talent and a lot of commercial value in our music. Up until recently, when Santana and Malo had their releases, there was virtually nothing in the recording industry. Now that we have proved that we could sell our music, they are coming to us and asking about our groups.
Will you be showcasing some of the newer talents that perhaps are not as well known as El Chicano and Malo?
Yes, we have Mark Guerrero, who is on Capitol Records, had his first release a couple of months ago, Rock and Roll Queen. He's doing quite well throughout the country, getting a lot of airplay, and we have a new group called Tierra, which is composed of Steven Rudy Salas and Albert Bustillos and Rudy Villa and a great young man by the name of David Torres, who plays keyboard, brass, and many other things. But this is a relatively unknown group that has formed quite recently, although they are very experienced and versatile musicians. Tierra is, we are now negotiating with several record companies for an album deal for Tierra, and they're not a psychic, they have a great showmanship, and I think they're going to knock out a lot of people.
Joe, will some of the concert be shown on the Sunday show with Tom Snyder? Will they be able to pick up on it? Because I don't know what time does it start?
No, the concert begins at 7:30.
So it's going to be an evening?